To get things moving, the leaders introduced the IFS parts dramatically, rearranging furniture and props to represent managers, exiles, and firefighters. Over the course of several weeks, group members began to talk about the managers who told them to grin and bear it because no one wanted to hear about their pain anyway. Then, as they asked the stoic parts to step back, they started to acknowledge the angry part that wanted to yell and wreak havoc, the part that wanted to stay in bed all the time, and the exile who felt worthless because she wasn't allowed to talk. It emerged that, as children, nearly all of them were supposed to be seen and not heard. Safety meant keeping their needs under wraps. Individual IFS therapy helped patients apply the language of parts to daily issues. For example, one woman felt trapped by conflicts at her job, where a manager part insisted the only way out was to overwork until her RA flared up. With a therapist's help, she realized that she could care for her needs without making herself sick. The two groups, IFS and controls, were evaluated 3 times during the 9-month study period and then again 1 year later. At the end of 9 months, the IFS group showed measurable improvements in self-assessed joint pain, physical function, self-compassion, and overall pain relative to the education group. They also showed significant improvements in depression and self-efficacy. The IFS group's gains in pain perception and depressive symptoms were sustained 1 year later, although objective medical tests could no longer detect measurable improvements in pain or function. In other words, what had changed most was the patient's ability to live with their disease. In their conclusions, Shattuck and Soule emphasized IFS's focus on self-compassion as a key factor. This was not the first study to show that psychological interventions can help RA patients. Cognitive behavioral therapies and mindfulness based on practices have also been shown to have a positive impact on pain, joint inflammation, physical disability, and depression. However, none of these studies has asked a crucial question. Are increased psychological safety and comfort reflected in a better functioning immune system?